we've been doing over the last 3 or 4 months is reviewing all of this activity, both at Michoud and through the email. And the next chart will summarize phase one. And phase one is really the return to flight activity. So I pretty much talked about this on the previous chart, but Michoud is going through NASA's going through a systems requirements assessment, as well as the contractor. They're looking at prioritizing the verification of the various configurations. That's a long-term, 2-3 year activity.
Dick, I got a question.
Sure.
Because some of the testing that's going to determine the allowable debris sizes downstream, how are they mitigating the risk of their current actions against information they may get down the line?
In establishing these new requirements, whether it's 1,500 or 3,000, and figuring out what the largest maximum piece is that can come off where, how are these models being validated?
In the second area of major concern is the doors. The main landing gear door, MLGDs, the ETD doors, and the nose landing gear doors, basically because all of these are opened at one time and they're closed off with thermal barriers.
Has the program looked at that particular interface as a result of the debris
recovery? Well, in the test program is ongoing now. They've just run some tests at around 3,000 foot-pounds, and they were able to break the tile at the densification, or where it should be breaking if you had a tension pull. So they've been able to repeat some of that activity.
So there's significant work in progress, but there's certainly not any significant issues associated with this activity. And when it's done, the system, as it were, which is a combination of hardware, procedures, requirements, and the people that implement those requirements, will be much more consistent with what a developmental vehicle should have available.